Welcome to another episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where your next year HOA fees are now due. And if you can't pay, you can't pay for those, no problem. Us moms will make you work it off. So, hey, just so y'all know, we are on Apple and we're on Spotify, and you can do irrationalmoms.com and you can find us on YouTube. And if you do, hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. Okay, so this week we have so much to talk about. We did a pre-talk and kind of went off on so many different subjects. So there's just, we have a ton. We have our question of the week from a fan. We're going to talk about, was this weekend in college football disastrous or was it good? And also professional football, like in the NFL, what a weekend. I mean, we can have a whole segment just talking about what the heck happened with the Eagles and the Chiefs, and then what happened last Monday Night Football. I mean, and then we also have, we got to talk about how us moms are irrational, although we did talk about that earlier. When it came to soulmates, because some moms think soulmates exist, other moms like me think
not
that.
Soulmates, twin flames.
I don't even know what the heck that is. Yeah. It's the same thing. If you're twin flame, soulmate, same, you're just putting another title on it and spinning it.
So I've it heard does of not twin exist. Peaks. That's all. Twin Peaks, not twin flames.
Well, oh, me we too. All it's believe a restaurant.
Those are real.
Oh, well, there is a restaurant called Twin Peaks.
There is. I've never been to there.
No, because I don't think the food's good. If the food was good, I would go, but I don't know.
And the girls aren't that hot either. I'm like, I went there and I was like,
to work there.
Yeah. I'm like, who is hiring here? Because I think I need to do the hiring and hire you guys.
If we were hiring, it would be the hottest chicks working there. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And my son went to Hooters for the first time with a friend, after a practice or something. And he was like, can I go? I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he was like, I thought they were going to be hotter. He's like, I mean, the curly fries were good, but. Which that's honestly been my impression of Hooters. But when I was growing up, we for sure went. And those girls were hot back then. I don't know what happened now.
Yeah, we went a couple years ago. Not good.
And maybe all the hot girls are just on OnlyFans now. They don't need to go to Hooters.
All right. So I will be honest. I did take my boys to Twin Peaks. Because I'm like, your boys, hello.
Did they like it?
It was like, nah. They weren't like, I mean, the little one, of course, was like, oh, this is can we go back?
He does love pretty mommies.
Oh, he does.
I was going to say, mommies. It's because they weren't moms. They like pretty moms, not these cake swaps.
They're like, why are they so young, though?
Right. I mean, the baby has the pretty mommy list, so.
Oh, he does.
I bet nobody can ever guess who's at the top of it.
Yeah, we know.
Tris. Wah, wah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was all mad when Tris brought a friend out to visit. Who is this person?
He's so sweet. He's my favorite.
I'm he's going to be watching you sleep, plotting the demise of your partner.
Yeah, because he was telling the story. He's like, yeah, I tried to bond. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like,
He's not having it.
No.
Not having it.
No, it is cute.
All right. All right. So what I did want to talk about irrational mom-wise is that, do we always need a new outfit every single time we go to, another event? I mean, I kind of think that's, really irrational of us because men don't really care, but we can get into that in a little bit. But before that, Tris, before we talk about your snacks, I did get you something when I was at the grocery store. Animal crackers.
Oh, I love it. And you can dip them in the Nutella. Yep, although there was a lot of people, everybody online was like, there were mixed feelings about Nutella. I was very surprised.
I was shocked too. I posted a short on the Twitter and I was like, you guys have Nutella? And people were like, no. I'm like, huh? I don't like the taste. Who doesn't? That's weird.
I was very surprised. Yeah. But
I'm not a Nutella fan, but.
But do you like it when I make those Nutella chocolate chip cookies, though? Have you had those?
I've never had those.
Oh, my God. Those are
yeah.
Those are ridiculous. Those are delicious.
But I do like a German chocolate cake.
I know. I'll make you one if you want one.
Yeah. I do need that. So, Tris, what did you get for us this week?
Okay. So this was an impulse buy on my Instacart, but I got these, they're like cake flavored Godiva chocolates. And the funny thing I didn't notice, so they should have a version of me because all of the names end in Bliss. So it kind of reminded me of like Trisberry Bliss. This is like red velvet cake Bliss, dark chocolate lava cake Bliss. That's my favorite one. Birthday cake Bliss, dark chocolate strawberry cheesecake Bliss, and chocolate hazelnut layer cake Bliss.
Wait, so are they, is it the fillings on the inside are flavored like cake?
Yes.
Or is the actual cake in the
center? It's not actual chocolate. Cake, which that was very misleading. I thought that it would be actual cake, but I was pleasantly surprised. And see, they're... Don't mind all the missing pieces. I don't know how that happened. Wait, I try not to have candy. Do you have any that
where you've bitten off of them and didn't like it and put it back? Or you just bit into it to see what it was?
No, you eat through it. The worst one, actually, one, surprisingly, was the white chocolate one. I like white chocolate, but it wasn't as like creamy on the inside, like the ganache or whatever that is. I don't know. Yeah. Ganache sounds super fancy. Mm-hmm. But like... Ganache. This dark chocolate lava cake Bliss one is so good. Mm. I will try it at the end. But Let's see. Is really good.
Well, next time I'm making chocolates, I'll make you some with actual cake in the center. I've never done that.
Like a cake pop. I'm all right with that. Is that what that is? You're talking about like a cake pop?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, cake pops are good.
Maybe, but you also would need some kind of ganache in there too. Or it would probably be dry.
It's too dry.
You know, cake pop, the... Cake that's the cake pop part is actually you put it in a mixer with some frosting. That's what binds it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do the same thing with ganache, I think.
I don't know. I haven't tried one of the white chocolate ones since I had that first one. I was like, oh.
How did you? I'm like so still in awe that you can eat all this food and just be like so like little.
Tiny and perfect.
Just tiny, yes.
I mean.
She got the good cheese. I don't know. She got the metabolism that continues to work even as she ages.
Which
I'm like,
it's weird because like everybody in my family for the most part is overweight, except for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, like very she really overweight. Lucked
out. You know, you have good gut bacteria. Did you know that they actually have? don't laugh at me. They've done studies where it's like if your gut bacteria is really good, it actually it's connected to so many different things like inflammation, cancer, diseases. And then also if you're going to be like overweight or not, because it's like, how does your body basically help metabolize everything? Yeah, it's actually, they've been doing more and more studies on that. So if someone it's really skinny, I'm like, can I take some of that?
Can I have some of your gut bacteria?
Cough in my mouth, please.
Who needs Ozempic? Just get their gut bacteria.
Maybe that's why I've been able to start losing weight is my stomach's been like behaving totally differently. Maybe I just have like figured out the right. I don't know, probiotics balance. And some, I don't know.
That's exactly. Yeah. Otherwise things get bloated and like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no other explanation. So I don't know.
All right. So I don't know if we want to go on that topic because it could get a little bit. We don't want to go there.
Probably.
All right. Too much. So the question of the week comes from our fan. He wants to know, what do we like and dislike about social media? And we were kind of discussing this before the podcast, and our producer had a question that kind of goes along with it. So Annabelle, do you want to like talk about that?
About my thoughts on social media or what his question was?
Both.
Okay. Well, me personally, and this, I know how ridiculous this is. I hate social media. I think it's like horrible and toxic. But also that's a way that I make a lot of money. So in that way, I like that social media can help me to make money and earn a living, but otherwise it's just garbage. Like I never understand people who post on social media, like just for clout reasons. Cause I'm like, I mean, I'm posting the same thing, but I just want money. I don't care about like likes from strangers. You know, like I had a personal Instagram account a long time ago and I would post like, you know, some food pictures occasionally and pictures of kids, you know, maybe like 10 a year. And yeah, people that were my friends liked them. But I was like, why would I care if people I don't know like my food pictures?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with you completely. If the main pages that we work on had some type of directory or like a self-exploration kind of page that people could go through, mm-hmm. I would love to get rid of social media because it is very toxic. and you always have like somebody, there's a lot of nice people on there. I'm not gonna lie. I think we have some great followers. Don't get me wrong. But like somebody commented on my Instagram last week and they were like, isn't it weird how middle-aged women like post, you know, scandalous pictures on socials and then expect to get the big catch? And I was like, okay, my friend, you might be lost because number one, I already have my big catch and I use this page to bring people into my business. If you don't know what my business is, then you are absolutely lost. So like what you're trying, like you tried really hard to take me down and you're just clearly oblivious to what is going on here.
Those aren't the reasons for me to get your attention.
Yeah. No. It's not for me to just like make myself feel good and be confident and like,
exactly. Oh, that's attention. The difference.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say that I think that's the one thing that's misleading about us being on social media is that people always assume that, oh, I'm on social media. I have this huge footprint that I get some type of validation from it, right? I don't. Right. I really do not care if you like me or don't like me. I mean, honestly, I don't go on there. I'm like, ooh, that's what you said. You said that. Oh my God. Now I just, you filled some emptiness in my soul.
Oh, you think I'm hot? Aww.
Oh, yeah. Because honestly, it's like, I am like a tomboy and I could live without social media the rest of my life. In fact, before I was even doing any of this and I had this online presence, I had all my social media turned off for a long time because I just thought it was a time suck.
No one
needs to be going on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook and just looking. And I think it gets us away from having those interpersonal relationships with people because we see so much of the fakeness of people on even Facebook. Like, and they post all their vacation pictures.
All the good things go on there.
Yeah. And then you kind of, when you're talking to the person, it's like, and I ask like, okay, like for instance, Tris, like, oh, I just saw your pictures. You must've had a fun time. Oh yeah, it was fun. And you know, but before social media, you could be like sending me a couple of pictures and then we'd have a whole conversation about it and we could sit down and like talk about it. Now it's like, we don't even have to do that. We just, we overly share everything about our lives on social media.
Yeah.
And it's always the good things.
Right. And you know, the thing is, I enjoy, there's a lot of friends from the day that I grew up with from my hometown or from college. I enjoy being able to kind of know what's happening in their life. Like I do enjoy that part of it where I can be like, oh, your kids are doing so good or whatever that thing is. But at the same time, I feel like I waste so much time because I'll be like, oh, just now or before we got on, I'm like, I want to see if they updated what Trevor Lawrence's injury is. But then I go on there and after 20 minutes, I'm like, what was I even doing here? I didn't do the thing I came to do.
Annabelle, you hit a good point there. So when I turned my social media off, I realized I was not missing anybody that I was not close friends with because I only worried about like, you know, my close friends and I would talk to them and they would tell me what's going on. Everybody else, it's just like, I feel like you're kind of just spying into their life. You don't really know what's going on, right? You just kind of see what they want you to see. And I felt like I can kind of like, I know who my close friends are. And it was just, it was nice because I don't need to overly know everybody's business.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that. Well, I think that it's also, I have some people on mine and I haven't posted on my Facebook in years because I'm like, if there's anybody I want to know something, like I'll just send you guys a picture or send you guys a text directly, like, hey, this thing. But like, I have a family member or two on my Facebook that they overshare, like every time they're sick, every time they have to go to the hospital, everything that's wrong in their life, they're just the victim. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't take it. You're not a victim.
And it's like, this is not better than the happy sharing.
Like, I don't know which one is worse, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's always those people, right, that need that validation and they have that victim mentality. And it's like, oh, look what happened in my life. This person, you know, my parent died and then now this happened and this happened. It's like, why are you throwing all this out and you want attention from other people to tell you like, I'm so sorry, when the people that you really need to hear that from are the ones that already know you and they're closest to you.
Right. It's definitely, there's a lot of attention seeking to it. And the point Tris was saying about, you know, people commenting like, oh, are you looking for a man? Like all that kind of stuff. I'm like, literally, no, I'm not.
The last place I'm looking for a man is social.
Guys, you're not, we've talked about this sort of with scammers, like tangentially, but it's like, you're not going to find your person on social media in almost any scenario. In almost any scenario, the person you think is attractive, they're either out of reach, not meaning they're better than you, just meaning like they're nowhere near you and they're not actually going to whatever, or it's a scammer. Like those are pretty much the two options. There's like nobody, and I mean this for anyone. I said this too when we talked about scammers. This isn't like a personal affront to someone because they're not attractive or whatever the thing is. I don't think that matters. I think it's just not realistic. And even on dating apps, it's a lot of them, 90% are probably fake accounts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that just because think about how many, just me, one person, how many fake dating profiles I have. Oh, so it's like, if it's, and this happens to not just people with large social media followings, people will steal the identities or pictures from like almost anybody. They could see a random person with 10 friends like, oh, that person's hot. And then they steal their pictures and they pretend to be them and or whatever. You know what I mean? So it, to me, it's just sort of, there's not a lot of good there. I enjoy
it's time for people to get out and communicate and talk and like see if you have a connection. Because there could be somebody you're like, oh, they're attractive, but then you get in and then they open their mouth. They're like, wow, not attractive at all. Had that happen plenty of times. And that's why I'm like, I'm more attracted to personality. So I got to figure out that personality first.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question is, Tris, how many times a day do you get marriage proposals?
Oh, God. I don't know. None that are really serious. I love you. I want to marry you.
I know,
you.
Right? I get that too. Like, I want to marry you. And I'm like, I'm already married. Can you not tell by the name?
My favorite is when they're like, I want you to marry my dad. And so my response.
I've never gotten that.
Are you serious?
I've never gotten that
mom,
one.
Hey, mom, please marry my dad. So my response is always, I will, so and I rarely, I'm always, you want me to bang your dad?
Like, that's so you can be their
that's
mommy.
Why you're here. Because they want you to be their stepmommy. But I like to just be like, you want me to bang your dad? And then they're kind of confused. They don't know what to think. And I'm like, you know, probably not going to happen. Most stepmoms are not banging their adult stepchildren. That's not real. I mean, occasionally, but it's really not real. It's something you see on the internet that people make up because it's a fantasy.
Well, the mommy thing, I mean, that's common, right? Like, he'd be my
for
mommy.
Sure.
I mean, but I've never had someone say like, hey, can you marry my dad?
It happens like probably 20 times a week. So I get a kick out
really?
Of that.
Really? I have never gotten that. I mean, I get
probably
a lot of
you
like.
You don't even look at all the messages we get. It's impossible.
No, I don't. It's all, but I always, I mean, even in like the comments, like I'm like, will you marry me? And I'm like, I'm already married.
Right?
So. And one guy who was scammed actually bought a ring. And sent, he's like, but you know, you said you were going to marry me and here was the ring I bought you. And I'm like,
send it.
Y'all are out there buying rings for people you never met. Do y'all not
that's a
see?
Little, there's something
that's
loose
cuckoo.
Up there.
That's
that
bonkers. Bonkers.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say to that one.
So our question had a producer. No, our producer had a our producer had a
See,
question.
I told you it's hard.
Absolutely. I can't ever talk, right? And I'm – so our producer had a question, and it's a good one. I've had people comment stuff like this to me too. It's why are women who are not earning money from their presence on social media, why are women posting like thirst trappy photos? I hate that phrase, but I don't know what else works. Why are they posting like sexy photos and then they get mad when people – acknowledge that it's sexy? Like if you're posting a picture of yourself on the internet in a bikini in a public forum where people who don't know you can comment and you're mad because people comment on it, what is your point? Why are you posting that in the first place?
Isn't the same thing like if you dress sexy and you walk by a bunch of construction workers and they whistle at you and you're like, oh, I'm so offended.
It's not the same. Now, I think it's silly to get offended, but it's not the same because you're just walking and living your life. Posting on social media is an explicit action you're taking. Do you know what I mean?
But you're still getting offended by your someone actually reacting to how you look.
Well, I think it's silly that people get offended if someone just like whistles at them. I do think that's ridiculous, but I also think it's not the same as, because if I'm just like get dressed and walk down the street, people might say something, but the only time I get annoyed is if guys are like harassing you or following you or something. Otherwise, I just kind of brush it off. And I think people are too sensitive in general across the board, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But posting that picture, if I'm walking down the street in a bikini also, that's not the same as me wearing like a dress shirt that just shows a little cleavage and like slacks. Someone still might comment, but it's like, I'm just dressed. This is a normal outfit. this is not meant to be, you know, I don't know, provocative or something, but like
oogled.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
Oogled?
Did you say, is it oogled or ogled?
Is it? I think it's oogled.
Ogle?
I don't know.
I was like, is she saying googled?
I wanted to say they're googling at you, but oogling at you.
I think it's ogling though, honestly.
I don't know. They're looking at you and they're finding you really attractive and hot. Right.
So like
mission really, accomplished. That's what right. I say.
So like you post it on the internet and then you're gonna go comment to people that they're like, you know, you're gonna give them like the anti-horny bonk that you get on the internet. It's like, but you posted that. What did you expect was gonna happen?
So is she? When people do that, are they doing it to people that they don't find attractive and they're just looking for someone that they want?
I would bet that's true.
It's got to be a narcissistic thing. Like,
oh, you're hot.
Thing,
you're,
huh?
It's okay. Yeah. Is that Tom Brady rule?
Tom Brady rule.
And maybe you need to explain the Tom Brady rule, or maybe we need to put a little clip in there.
Well, I'll ask our producer to put the clip in. So there's it's very briefly. This is one of me and Mr. Poindexter's years-long running jokes. There's an old skit, SNL skit of Tom Brady, and it's called How Not to Get in Trouble for Sexual Harassment. Or I think the skit's entitled Sexual Harassment in You. But it's basically like, how can you be in the workplace and ask a coworker out without getting in trouble? And so essentially it's be attractive. Because when the unattractive guy barely says anything, the woman's like picking up the phone to call HR. But when Tom Brady shows up in his underwear, they're like, hey. And I think that really sums up the argument, you know? Mm-hmm. Be attractive, be good looking, don't be unattractive. Those are the rules.
Or be prettier.
Just be prettier.
But you know, those are the kind of women that you don't want anyways. Like, I'm so tired of those women that are just, because in my mind, you do get with like a 7 and they become a 10 because you connect and you love them. And like, the most attractive, if you're looking in the mirror more than me, I don't want any part of it. No. I don't think you're that pretty.
Like, but you know, those are the same women that get mad. Did y'all see that viral thing where the woman was like mad because the man wanted to take her to Cheesecake Factory? Like she was too good for Cheesecake Factory.
I did post that thing. I was like, you know what? Take me to Cheesecake Factory, baby. Do your thing.
I mean, it's not my favorite restaurant, but you know what you can do there? Anybody can find something to eat there. Mm-hmm. Anyone.
There's,
and their cheesecake
like
actually is 50, good.
50 pages of menu there. Yeah, you can. Surprised their kitchen isn't crashing.
And their plates are huge, Tris.
I know. Like you get leftovers.
Yeah, you get a ton. You can get leftovers for days. Like you can eat like a quarter and then you can have the rest like the next 3 days.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
The best response I saw about that was Sierra for her birthday. Russell Wilson rented out a Waffle House because she loves Waffle House and had her birthday party there. And she's like, no, I'm a real one. Like, I'm not too good for Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, right? You like what you like. And you're not, if some man wants to do something nice for you and take you somewhere and you're going to be a, you know what about it? You don't want that woman. She's not a good woman.
Yeah.
Shoot. My first two dates with my husband, I made him take me to Zelda's, which is like this hole in the wall pizza place. Because I was like, they got good Bloody Marys. They got good pizza. If you can hang with me drinking Bloody Marys and eating pizza, then we're good.
And their pizza's delicious. We had it this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, Tris, we have to take you there. I mean, total, like it's dark. They got Christmas lights. I mean, it's like 70s.
It's like dive bar-y, but they have really good
pizza. To me, I'm like, I love those type of places. I mean, I like fancy places too, but I mean, I am like full on, like I don't need to be like wine and dined. I just need flowers.
Yeah.
Right.
Flowers. If I don't get flowers, I just buy them for myself like every week.
if there's a woman caring more about the money and about where you go and all these things, it's just not, you're not the one, man. There's too many clips of that online right now. And they they annoy me so much when they're like, oh, how much should a ring be? And then you get like a rational woman who's like, it could be $50 as long as they love me and they're loyal and they take care of me. Right. Absolutely. 100% all day. Like, what does it matter? You're not going to sell the ring. What if they get you a $50,000
ring? Yeah, there's no resale value. But now they have lab diamonds. So you can afford, many people can afford like a nice looking diamond versus, I mean, because seriously, and I remember caring about this when I was getting married. I do remember caring. But, you know, with age comes wisdom sometimes. I mean, I ended up getting a family diamond. So all we did was spend money to get the setting or whatever, which was great. And I'm like, now you could get that same diamond. It may be like an old world historic antique diamond or whatever you want to call it. But like
the story with mine was because Mr. Poindexter wanted me to have a bigger diamond than his first wife. And I was actually really upset because I was like, take that freaking diamond back, because I'd rather take that money and remodel the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why my wedding band is just a solid, just plain little platinum band, because to me, I'm like, that's all I cared about was like, I don't need this. I don't need a diamond. I don't need something huge. I just need something that just like represents like, you're just going to get married. But when he went,
did he sell a Rolex or something, or try a Rolex for the ring or something?
Yeah, there's a whole story behind that too. We'll talk about that some other time. There's like a whole story. And then my mother-in-law got all pissed. She's like, you just had to have like this big diamond. I'm like, that's not me. I told your son to take that back. Anyways, but yeah. If you are marrying a woman and she wants a big diamond, run for the hills right now, because your life is fucked. Because nothing you do is ever going to make that bitch happy. I'm telling you that right now. And you're going to have to cut that shit out.
Especially the women that Reddit will suggest other subreddits to you sometimes. Mm-hmm. So they've suggested like a diamond subreddit and an engagement ring one. Yeah. And I click in there sometimes, I'm bored, just curious. And women are like, demand like a natural diamond. So it's like, okay.
What's
so
a first natural of all, diamond? It's all carbon.
It's like a naturally mined. They're all the same. I mean, it's like, well, I want a piece of history. It's like, so what you want is to spend a house down payment mm-hmm. on a ring when he could get the exact same ring, same everything. You could know, even a jeweler hardly ever knows when they're lab, but you want to spend that money on a diamond instead. I'd be like, no, I want a house.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things I want over than that. And just grills. It's all carbon. It's just a big old rock of carbon. That's all it is. All right. So I think we need to really transition into what happened this weekend with the SEC championship. And Annabelle, I know this is going to be really hard for you to talk about.
But I won't cry on camera. Like,
I wanted to just hug you. I couldn't even fully enjoy it because I was like, I just want to hold her and love her.
I know. It was pretty rough. I mean, I honestly, after the first two drives, I was like, oh, I think this is going to go bad. And I've been not really drinking for several months now, not for any reason other than like trying to have less calories. But around halftime, I'm like, you know what? I need to start drinking because I need to be numb. I need to have less feelings than I'm having right now. Like, you know, when a kid's eye throwing a tantrum, it's like, those are very big feelings. That's what I felt like. I was like, I'm having some very big feelings. I'm just going to start She's drinking. Really upset. And the game was terrible. I did text. It made me extra glad that I didn't spend, $10,000 to go to the SEC championship.
Yeah. Well, I would have been like, yeah, okay, I'm glad.
Right? So I texted Tris right after because I didn't want her to be like, afraid, like, oh god, I was gonna be so mad, because we were doing a live cam later that evening, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna be worried. Yeah. And of course Mr. Poindexter is ever the instigator. He was gonna be like, I'm gonna tell her that you flipped over the Christmas tree and you hate her. But I'm like, nope, I already texted her, don't you even try, she knows.
I would not have believed that anyways.
But she was like, she was really upset.
Oh,
she was
absolutely
yelling. I was afraid to even talk to her because I'm like, ooh, whatever. Whatever comes out of my mouth, it could be the wrong thing, and it could just throw her over the edge. Uh-huh. And
our friends got over some of our friends, and Liz Marie, she walks in, and her husband comes in, and he's like, hey, the good thing is, and we're a bit like sports bros. No matter what happens, you know, y'all are going to get in even if you lose. I'm like, no way. There's no way that committee is going to let Georgia be in with a loss. And my prediction was, this was before the Florida State game even happened. My prediction was they're going to bump Florida State out because they lost their quarterback and they're not a top four team. They're going to take Alabama and Texas. And he's like, there's, you know, rationalizing, there's no way you can go from 8 to blah. I'm like, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. People are sick of Georgia. They want a reason to leave them out. And also, there was a huge sentiment from all the lesser conferences, Big Ten, Pac-12, I'm talking to y'all, to have no SEC teams in there. And it's like, okay, who's won, eight of the last 10 national championships? Sorry, but like,
I think it's just somebody was going to be butthurt. There was no way around it. And although like I don't want to be that committee because I do think it was a tough decision, but you can't just go off undefeated. Like if FSU wants to be playing with the big boys, they need to get a better schedule. That's really a lot of what it comes down to, because if we're going to say, oh, they're undefeated, then Liberty should be in there too. And
I mean, Michigan, a TCU remake. Michigan didn't play that many people. I mean, they did beat Ohio State, but I don't know. I mean, I don't envy the committee either. I agree with you on that because I think it was a really kind of a chaotic year. But I, you know, I'm not one of those fans. And thankfully, mostly what I've seen from Georgia fans online is we're not like crying about, oh, the refs or, oh, injuries. I mean, both of those were true.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much Georgia started the game missing several star offensive players. And then several were injured in the game and went out. Some played. Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey were hobbled as fuck. These dudes could barely move, but they're still going all out. And there were some really bad calls against Georgia, but at the same time, that's not why they lost. I mean, they lost because they got dominated by Alabama. And so that's just a fact. I don't think they did deserve to be in there. It sucks, and I want them to be, but, you know, I think realistically, they got dominated, you know, and that sucks. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, and I think it should have been kind of known too that like after they were doing the rankings, right? Because don't 5 and 6 play each other in a bowl game? Like they're not going to have a remake of Alabama and Georgia.
Oregon had to play Washington again, and Washington beat them. I think Washington is maybe the best one of those teams. But Ohio State didn't play at all. So basically, if you didn't have to play in this like gauntlet game at the end, that's conference championship, that sort of excluded you. They weren't going to be able to pick Ohio State because they didn't even play. So are you going to punish a team that played an extra game against a really hard opponent? And you can't take a team that didn't have to play is kind of my thoughts on that. And I mean, I do think Alabama, I think that probably the top four, if you just look at who are the best teams, would be Michigan, Washington, Alabama, and Georgia is who I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas lost a game pretty badly to, you know, was it Oklahoma? They lost to somebody, Oklahoma maybe, who wasn't as good, but what are you going to do? I mean, the other thing too is like Georgia won the last two national championships. How can you really cry that much when your team is still really good, but did win the last two? I think it helps make it not as bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not quite as, because you're like, well, you're going to look ridiculous if you just keep crying. I mean, I don't mean physically crying, but like.
Complaining. Yeah. And I'm so surprised because it's like all like politicians are talking about it and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not on the committee. Stop putting your opinion in on what should or should not have happened. It was a tough decision. And I don't know. In my mind,
this committee thing, don't they have like guidelines and like.
Yeah, but they didn't actually follow a lot of the guidelines. That's the thing. And they've done this many years. But
well, so then basically they could be paid off and it could be like, well, we want this team to go in there.
Well,
right?
I mean, I don't think it's that exactly, but I do think there's an element of we want someone different than the one who went ones who won the last 2 years. I don't think it's necessarily like Georgia specific hate, because there's a lot of Alabama specific hate too, because they've been so dominant for years. So a lot of people are like, God, not Alabama again. Can it be somebody else? Sorry. It's they're just,
yeah. Well, if you're good, you're good. I mean, you can't, that's the same thing with the Super Bowl. It's like, if you're good, you're good.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think, you know, Alabama, yeah, they struggled in the beginning of the year, but any team when they're going, they've got a new quarterback starting that year, they go through some things trying to figure it out. And I think that's normal. Jalen Milrow really did find himself, and he's a really good quarterback. You know, Carson Beck, Georgia's quarterback, he's really good too. But part of me thinks he didn't. I mean, people that say Georgia didn't play anybody are crazy. They play, you know, Mizzou's really good. Ole Miss, really good. They beat both of those and handily. But I think Carson Beck didn't have to go through it the way he did against Alabama. Our O-line wasn't challenged like that. He wasn't challenged like that, being pressured so much. And I think that next year he's going to be so much better for having gone through that. You know, there's some speculation that maybe he won't come back, but I think he's coming back because the backup quarterback went in the portal. And to me that, and plus he didn't help his draft stock this weekend. I mean, he's only been a 1 year starting quarterback and he didn't look great Saturday. Not all his fault, but he didn't. So I kind of think he needs to come back. And he's going to be really good. And then Georgia has probably the best quarterback recruit in many years, Dylan Raiola, who comes next year. So he'll get to sit behind Carson for a year and learn. So, you know, I don't think it's hopeless now that they didn't win this year's Natty. It's, you know, maybe next year. Who knows?
We shall see.
Well,
and I, the other thing is, I want Alabama to win the national championship. And people, some people are like, well, we want an SEC team to win anyway. That's not for me. For me, if I'm going to lose, I want to lose to the winner, not the fourth place team. You know what I mean? It's better to lose to the people that win, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right.
Agreed.
Football. All right. Can we switch over to like what a disastrous weekend this was with my
Chiefs? For the Kelce brothers?
Yeah, the Kelce brothers, right?
Oh my gosh, I forgot they both.
Oh my goodness.
They both, I think it's the first time they both played and lost. I don't know ever, but I heard that statistic.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. But I mean, I am, Annabelle and I were watching the Eagles and the 49ers. And I, at first I thought, damn, the Eagles. I'm like, all that, you know, talking before the game, back and forth between the two of them. And it's just an NFC, like, basically rematch of championship rematch of last year. And Eagles got spanked.
it was pretty
they
bad.
They got buried,
too.
My little video right. that I sent.
Producer Matt is cheering because he's a big 49ers fan. And, I mean, 49ers looked great. They just did. I like the Eagles, but they did not look good. And
no, they just could not pull it together.
To me, I felt like that game was exactly the same as the Georgia-Alabama game. It's just that Georgia-Alabama, somehow Alabama didn't win by 30. But it was they were still dominating Georgia pretty much. So I was like, oh, this is like the same thing. Came out and scored on the first drive, and then after that, can't get together.
Well, in the first, like, quarter, I'm like, damn, I'm like, maybe, like – maybe they had it right last year. Maybe the Eagles, they're just going to blow away the Niners. And then it just, they turned that fell corner away. The second quarter,
I think
quarter,
the
right?
Eagles, I think if Brock Purdy didn't get hurt in that game, the Eagles, the 49ers would have won the NFC championship like that.
You never know.
We can't know, but I just, they're so good. I mean, come on.
Unless it's scripted. But like, they also, because the NFL is scripted, they do need the Kelce brothers to be in the Super Bowl together, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it is. I mean, but last year was such a great, like, everything came together, right? Where it's like, I mean, Kelce did that whole, like, documentary before Jason did, started, like, in the preseason. And how is it that he just ends up in the Super Bowl against his brother?
I guess it's because it's scripted.
Yeah, right? I mean.
And haven't they already picked the colors, like the Super Bowl colors? I saw this thing and it was like every time the colors always end up being the two teams that are actually in it. And this year's colors look like the 49ers and the Ravens.
What do you mean? What colors?
Like the Super Bowl logo, like they make it certain colors. And it's usually, it's the last few years, it's been a mixture of like two different predominant teams. Colors. Oh. And this year's the colors look like the 49ers and I think the Ravens. I don't know, but it definitely has the 49ers.
Not the Vikings this year. poor Kirk Cousins, man. Yeah. I kind of want it for him. He's such a good dude, but it ain't gonna be the Vikings. The Ravens, I mean, I don't know, the Ravens are been pretty good, but what was the last time I watched them? I guess the Chargers. They weren't very productive.
Well, if they're in it, then it's rigged. We know.
What about Miami? What about Miami the
Miami's
Niners?
Looking good. Tua and his cute old
Miami's.
Song.
I don't think Miami's good. Physical enough to go against the 49ers. I don't know.
Well, the Niners would beat them. That's all that would happen. I mean, sorry.
Hey, we'll see. I have learned my teams do better if instead of wishing bad things on the other, which I have done in the past, I just send all of the good vibrations to the team that I want to win. And that's been working out for me. So as much as
weekend.
I'm like, I was like, man, you know what? Kansas City, they're good. I hate that. They're good. I'm just sick of seeing their face over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think
I think they're not that good this year.
Not that good this year. They just cannot figure out, like, man, I just don't. They're just so.
It's that Kardashian curse that Taylor
Swift
is.
I was
going to
say, Taylor Swift is maybe the Kardashian curse. Maybe if she wasn't there cheering with Brittany and looking so fake and contrived in everything she does, maybe it would be better. I don't know.
I can't get it. I mean, I just can't get, like, whenever I'm watching the football game and then they pan to those two, like, in a suite. And I'm like, you guys are in a suite, but everybody else is freezing their bums off in the stadium. And, like, I don't know, a lot of the other wives aren't in suites and girlfriends are in suites. I mean, what makes you guys all so special? I mean, Taylor Swift, okay,
she has to be, I think, because
Brittany,
is...
it's like, You're not. You're just.
Well, because she's a not a billionaire, but there are many, many millionaires. A multimillionaire? Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, I mean, you know, she is who she is. I mean, some wives don't like to sit in there. Like Kelsey's wife has said, she likes to sit in the stands down by the team. She likes to see what's going on, be with the crowd. And I totally get that.
I mean, I would want to be down closer to the field, definitely, where I can, like, actually see what's going on. Because up there, you can't. You're just, like, you're looking down. Yeah, exactly. You can't really see.
I mean, at a snow game, though. In a snow game, I would definitely. I want to
sit
in the water.
This is true.
Dude, I would be at home.
I'm cold and
sorry, husband.
Watch it on my TV in my sweatpants.
Well, you know, the only reason why she shows up anyways is so he doesn't, you know, get another girlfriend on the side or something.
I'm sure, yeah. I hear all the time that he has them. I mean, because it's not like they can travel together, so. You know,
yeah, but she's always there.
Yeah, but they stay in a hotel the night before, and wives aren't allowed to go to that hotel room. But I know for a fact that other girls do.
Heck yeah, other girls do.
Meaning the ones that they're, you know.
The more clingy the woman, the more likely they are.
Exactly. I've been invited to join a guy in their hotel room, an NFL player. I've never gone, but. It makes me be like, well, obviously they have women over.
Okay, can you go next time and just report back to like what happens?
Just tell us what happens.
I mean, you need to do some research for us.
I'm not going to.
We'll get you one of those little button cams. We'll get you one of those little button cams so we can, and you'll just point yourself everywhere that we want you to.
Oh my God. I ain't going to no married man's hotel room. I don't care if they're an NFL player or not. I don't want any part of that, though it would be funny, but I would. You know, I don't want to punk somebody out and ruin their life.
Well, I mean, don't do that. I mean, you don't have to tell us who it is, you know.
I mean, y'all. Sure, like, I tell y'all, but.
You know.
Not the world.
But if it was, you know, like Jalen, you know, that would be okay with that. Can you take some video of that?
He's actually one man that I would not think meets up with random chicks. Like, his girlfriend is beautiful and smart and successful. And
wait, which Jalen? There's like 50
Jalen. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I follow him on Instagram and he posted this, like, he's got like all his sweat is all drippy and just walking out. And somebody's first comment was like, yo, man, my girl's on this app. You need to delete this. I was like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. He's pretty attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty hot. That's
champagne problems.
I know, right? Yeah. All right. So I think that wraps it up for this week. You can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can do irrationalmoms.com. And you can follow us and you can like our stuff, hopefully, and, you know, subscribe and leave us a comment. We also have a Twitter page and a Reddit page, and someday we'll have an Instagram. After I get around
one
to
of these
it.
Days.
Yeah. I can't do that one since I got banned from Instagram. So
oh man.
It's a whole different topic for another day. We should, like, you know, if you're ready to talk about that and spill the beans on what actually happened. But, you know,
I should do like an expose and we'll put like the Dateline music behind it, or like how to catch a predator music or something.
Yes. Oh, and then show all your fake accounts that still exist on that site.
Yeah.
How to catch a scammer. That should be a series we do. How to catch a scammer.
Oh, yeah. You know, I talked to a scammer once. A scammer that was pretending to be me. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Did they keep the ones that I have too? And they'll be like, no, I'm the real Annabelle. I'm like,
I'm like, really?
Okay.
Well, and that's how I knew the guy was in Nigeria, because he started talking like, and he got so pissed that he started like typing in his like, in his native language. And I was like, oh, I took it really fast and threw it into Google. And I was like, oh, this is where you're at. Nice. I was like, dude.
Got him.
You just got catfished by the real Mrs. Poindexter.
I love catfishing my own catfishers, man. You can pretend to be someone else and get their banking information or their PayPal. And then you can go have your attorneys report the PayPal or whatever. It's fraudulent and they'll take it down. That is, to me, like, that's like a slight moral victory I can have. Is when I cause their account to get shut down.
Oh, totally. One of my fans, he's so funny because he's like, oh, I just catfish them. He's like, and then I send them expired gift cards.
Oh, that's funny. Or they'll pretend. I have one that will pretend like would send a picture of the front of a gift card with no information on it. A little bit, the scammers get fierce. Like, no, send the back. And they're like, oh, can you show me how to do it? Like, people just mess with
them.
I love it. I love it so much. Or they'll send, like, when they want Apple Cash, they'll like take a screenshot of it and send it, but it's not actually the real money. So they think they're trying to click the picture thinking it's the money and it's just a picture. I'm like, that's what they deserve.
That's funny.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Love it. Like when our fans basically like, you know, hit back.
Doing spiteful things to help me that I don't have time for.
You know, we should talk about that. And, you know, there's so many other topics to talk about.
Yeah.
I know. We just start rambling.
Yeah. All right, Tris.
Okay. We'll be back with more snacks and more chocolate. Cream filled.
Yay.
Goodies.
Yeah, take a bite. Eat it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
This is the best one.
All right.
You know what I want? I want some little gifts. I want some gifts of you dancing with food.
Oh, yeah. Bye. I can make some.
Okay, bye. Bye, guys.
Love that. Bye.